This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams. Support comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of support for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015.
You've no doubt heard of wildcrafted meals at your favorite local restaurant, in which the chef sources only the freshest seasonal ingredients grown in organic soil, all meant to entice your palate. Well, Montpelier-based artist Nick Netto influences a different kind of palate, an artist palate, and the ingredients he sources for his paintings and drawings are wildcrafted as well. And he's here to talk more about that. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, thanks.
So instead of always heading for the art supply store each time you need materials, you head to the woods and forage and then make your own pens and paintbrushes and things from what you found. Why exactly is the reason that you do it this way?
I think I'm a sucker for the scavenger hunt and, you know, that mentality. So when I think about art, I want to start from scratch and I want to go out and learn how to find and make the materials that I want to use.
How far back did this start for you, collecting things and creating things?
It really started as far back as I can remember. I was blessed to grow up in a rural part of the state. You know, my toys were sticks and stones and bones and leaves and things outside. And my adventures were in the forests and in the fields and in the wetlands. And I remember making little treasure maps as my range expanded with my exploration over the years. But really, this whole thing with making my own art supplies from the landscape comes from my profession as a wilderness skills instructor, teaching primitive technology and, you know, wilderness survival skills. It's me drawing on my baseline naturalist knowledge and love and respect for the living world, and combining that with another lifelong passion of mine, which is making drawings and paintings and sculptures.
Take us along on a typical forage for materials. Are you looking for specific things, or did they kind of find you?
Let's say I want to make a quill pen from a turkey feather. I'm going to go to a place where I expect to find wild turkeys. Right? So I just think about all those places where I see turkeys on the landscape, or you might find a kill site where a predator has made a meal out of a turkey and offered the potential foraging artist a whole plethora of quill pens to work with. But oftentimes I'm just holding the thing that I want to make in my mind passively, and then just going for a walk in the woods, trying to use my awareness and see what is presented to me. And oftentimes, more often than not, that's when I find the thing that I'm looking for that might be a stick of a certain shape or dimension or a certain species. I might just happen upon it, and I'm usually ready to harvest and collect these fun little treasures from the forests.
What would we find if we opened your studio door or your box of art supplies?
Paintbrushes made from various animal furs and plant fibers. A lot of pens made from reed, bamboo, feathers, handmade paper, jars of crushed powdered stones, which, of course, those are pigments. Crayons. I like to make crayons, too. And, you know, so there's chunks of raw beeswax and honeycomb. And my studio is kind of like the cross between a museum, a storage area, and a traditional artist studio.
I'm just imagining you like going on vacation and coming back with rocks in your suitcase or something.
Absolutely. I love this. To see what treasures other locations, other bioregions are offering. There's different, you know, unique color spectrums to harvest from those locations. And so that's one of my ongoing scavenger hunts when I'm traveling around, is I'm always pretty interested in seeing what kind of rocks I can find and make into paint. And then, of course, there's, you know, different fiber sources from the landscape that are great for paintbrushes. And so the whole world to me is a playground. Anywhere I can go where I can have some kind of interaction with nature is pretty entertaining for me.
Head for the woods and you're never at a loss for inspiration and supplies.
Yeah, the inspiration's there and the supplies are there. It's just a matter of how hard do I want to work to go and make this idea a reality.
Nick, thanks so much for coming in and telling us a little bit more about your artwork.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's Montpelier artist and wilderness skills instructor, Nick Netto. See his exhibit called Digging for Roots up now through February 26th at Spotlight Gallery at Vermont Arts Council in Montpelier. Plus, he's part of next Friday's Montpelier Art Walk. He'll be at Bear Pond Books with his new book, The Organic Artist. Find out more at vpr.net.